Anytime we share something with someone else that is not a part of the problem or the solution, the Bible has a name for it. Gossip. Flip it over, it's called slander if it's not true. That's not what we're talking about. Fourth, it is not making general or veiled statements to a group, hoping that the one you want to hear it will catch the message. You ever seen this happen? Amazing, isn't it? Instead, admonishment is personal in nature and directed to the individual. We'll look at passages where the Apostle Paul will say, I said to each one of you. It was interesting. I remember a time at Dallas Seminary. This was really funny. I was finishing up the work there, and, you know, this campus keeps growing and growing and growing. This is how institutions respond. I hope they never hear this, but they might. They make mistakes, too. But someone left a coffee pot on, okay? This is classic corporate America. Someone left a coffee pot on, and there was a little tiny fire. That person who did that, that department that did that, in that one building out of all those buildings, never heard a word. Never heard a word from the administration. But a week later, a policy came out, right? A policy came out. All departments, all buildings, all over the seminary cannot have any electrical appliance, especially coffee pots, anywhere on the campus. Now, you're talking about a place where people are studying and they have built-in kitchens. You know, it's like, we'll solve this. Boom, with an elephant gun. You think we got the gnat? And see, that's kind of how we do it. You know, we spray it. And we think, well, you know, that person was in the room, so I'm sure they heard it. It's like I'll yell at all my kids and hope the one that is really having the problem will catch this one. Fifth, it is not a one-time shot, and if they don't respond, well, I've done my duty. It must be persistent and increasing in intensity if it's to be effective. Jot down, if you will, 1 Thessalonians 2:11. Don't have time to develop an interesting word study where the Apostle Paul, talking about this discipling process of admonishment, first of all, he gives you the background that it comes out of a heart of love. And then he uses three different words where he says, we encouraged you, then we exhorted you, and then we urged you. And if you studied each one of those words very carefully, they go up in intensity.